Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 25, His Assignment. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. Matthew 25, verse 14. It is hard to believe that the man behind the Apple technology that changed the world and the way we communicate was once given up by his unmarried biological parents. Adopted by Paul and Clara Jobs, Steve grew up to become one of the geniuses of our time, leaving a legacy that will impact generations to come. Steve Jobs passed away on October 5, 2011, one day after the iPhone 4S was introduced, leaving an inheritance worth over $10 billion. If one technology whiz could change the way the world communicates, how much more can the followers of Christ influence the whole world with His redemptive gospel? Today's verse is part of the third parable explaining what Jesus entrusted His disciples to do between His ascension and the second coming. It would take a long time, and His disciples were to spread the gospel of the kingdom using any and all abilities and gifts that were given for that purpose. In the parable, the man who is going on a journey entrusts his possessions to his servants. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. And he went on his journey. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Matthew 25, verses 15 and 19. When the master returned, he found that both the servant with the 5 talents and the one with the 2 talents had made 100% return for him. Both were commended. Well done, good and faithful slave. Enter into the joy of your master. Matthew 25, verses 21 and 23. But the third servant said, I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. Matthew 25, verse 25. This slave represents those who have a fear-based religion and are scared to take risk for Christ. God did not intend such a fear-based religious experience for us. He desires that we put it all on the line in order to reach souls for His kingdom. His plan of redemption must be proclaimed. The spreading of the gospel has not been entrusted to the unfallen angels, but to us, weak human beings who can testify of the magnitude of the grace of God.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!